This is our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. It's Wednesday, August 19th, and coming up on today's show, I caught up with a pair of USA Baseball coaches, one of whom is an Olympic gold medalist, and another who's a World Series MVP. Do I have your attention now? It's going to be an action-packed episode of our Pastimes Podcast, so let's leave us leading off. The 18U national team is back together, and after round two of trials, the final 20-player roster has been assembled. You can find the full roster on usabaseball.com. The team will now hold training at Cal State Fullerton to finish their prep for the WBSC 18U World Cup in Osaka, Japan. Joining me now on our Pastimes Podcast is assistant coach for the 18U national team, David Eckstein. Coach, have you gotten used to being called coach yet?
It's kind of funny because I help out at a local high school and I won't let them call me coach. I actually have them call me like volunteer, so they call me like VTech. So yeah, this is something different. This is the first time that having boys actually call me coach, but it is a great honor to have that be a part of this USA.
Mm-hmm. So you are a coach now, whether you want to be called it or not. What brought you to coaching after your playing career was over?
Well, the one thing about it, especially the last 2 years I was in San Diego, it was more of like a mentor role because we had a lot of young guys. So just having the ability to see the young talent come up and be part of their progression, you know, at the major league level. I mean, it was kind of an easy fit. So I came back home, being with the USA, seeing our next up-and-coming guys that people are going to know their names. Probably they're going to hear their names in the draft probably next year and probably start watching them about 4 years from now. So having that process at this age where they're really, you know, looking for information and stuff like that, it is something that I love to do and I enjoy to do.
Mm-hmm. This group is, like you said, extremely talented and ready for that next step. What do you tell them about taking that next step in their career, whether it is to the draft or to Division I baseball?
Yeah, I mean, basically, the biggest thing is put yourself in the right position. You know, the way you play the game is how you're going to do it. You do not play it for the scouts. You don't play it for, you know, basically even the individual. You play for the team. And when you do that, that's when your game actually flourishes. So I try to tell them, don't worry about it. Like today, a couple of guys, I go, I just want you to be yourself. So I say their name. I want you to, that's all I'm looking for. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, it's trying to keep it in perspective because, yeah, they have a lot of people coming out there at a million miles an hour, you know, the next big thing and everything like this. And no, we just want you to be yourself. And when you're yourself, that's when you play your best.
Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, at least on the sidelines, it's hard not to learn from you and the rest of this coaching staff, especially from Coach Cicchini, who you can hear from no matter what seat you're at in the stadium. What is it like being on his coaching staff?
I mean, it's been a blessing. You know, Coach Cicchini has won how many national titles, how many state titles, you know, just being a part of that, especially someone early in my career, in coaching career, you know, seeing that injury, seeing that lecture, the way he motivates kids. It's something that I'm definitely taking from that. Mm-hmm. How positive he is with these guys.
Always,
You know, at this level, they're going to make mistakes. How can we turn those mistakes into positive so it puts them in more direction so they're ready for the next play as opposed to sulking on the last play? And that's what Glenn does such a great job, and that's what I'm really taking from him.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things you bring to the table, especially from those 18U guys' perspective, is the fact that you did play in the majors. How often do they try to pick your brain and say, hey, do you got any cool stories for me from when you were on the Cardinals, when you were in the World Series, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do. They, you know, usually the biggest question, what's your favorite park? You know, what was this teammate like and stuff like that? And so, yeah, it's definitely interesting. You know, you sit there and you try to give them a little bit of a background of what it is like up there because, you know, in all honesty, a lot of these guys are at least going to have opportunity in the minor leagues, if not in the major leagues.
Right.
And so it's kind of fun to see the wide eyes and just kind of hanging on every word. But it's to them, it's something, it's an honor to me to be able to answer those questions, but, you know, to them, it's kind of funny.
Right, and before they do get to take that next step in their career, they have Japan to worry about in the World Cup. How do you think this team is prepared to represent their country over there?
I mean, this club's going to be ready to go. I mean, the one thing that we've preached upon, and hopefully, you know, with the guys that we've selected, that they're going to be ready to play, and we feel like these are going to be the best 20 guys to help us do that, and I think they're going to be ready. We've basically conditioned them to all different kinds of scenarios, just the way of when they got to wake up, how they're going to work out to, you know, playing the game. And that stuff will get them all prepared to know that there's only one goal for us, and that is winning gold.
Right, and you know they'll be prepared. How are you going to feel in that first game as a coach in that USA jersey when the national anthem plays?
It's no secret. The one thing, I've had certain goals in my life, and, you know, mm-hmm. I wanted to win a state title in high school. I was able to do that. Wanted to win a national title in college. Came in third, so did not achieve that. Wanted to win a World Series. Mm-hmm. Have done that. But the most important thing I wanted to do was put on the USA and represent the club, and I never had that opportunity as a player. Mm-hmm. So now getting this opportunity, I can just imagine, you know, probably chilling. Me and my brother was on the Olympic staff and had that opportunity. So yeah, I hear all the stories. So that I'm the one asking the stories about it now. But yeah, to be in Japan, representing our country and hearing the national anthem is going to be truly magical for me.
Mm-hmm. It's one of our more successful teams in USA Baseball. We'll be rooting you guys on as you're in there trying to bring back gold. Coach Eckstein, thanks for taking the time.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Coming up next, I promised you an Olympic gold medalist, and that's exactly what you'll get. Brad Wilkerson is with the 17U National Team Development Program this week, and he'll join me after this. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. Now joined on our Pastimes Podcast by two-time playing alumni, 2014 Volunteer Coach of the Year, and 2000 Olympic gold medalist, Brad Wilkerson. Brad, it's a long title, but you've been with USA for a while, so I wanted to fit everything in. You're with the NTDP now at the 17U guys. How does this program really help guys develop and get ready to take the next steps in their playing career?
Well, I think it starts with the quality of people that USA brings to this program, the quality of coaches that these kids can rely on, ask questions, and just develop their skills. I mean, there's a lot of great players here, but obviously we're looking for kids to take the next step, helping them to take the next step in their career, but hopefully be ready for the 18U national team for next year.
Right, and you do have experience in that department. I don't want to make you feel old, but 20 years ago this year, you were on the 18U national team. Since you do have that experience trying out and making a national team, does that sort of help you relate to these guys in that process?
Oh, definitely. I think USA Baseball, we look for a certain type of player. You know, not only talent, but character, high mm-hmm. character kids that we look for, because we're going to be going overseas and there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. And we want kids that can adapt to those situations and, you know, come out and just be a great teammate and be ready to play each and every night.
Mm-hmm. You also have another part of your resume as a former MLB player that these kids probably are picking your brain for, trying to figure out how exactly they should go about taking the next steps in their career. Since the NTDP is all about preparing kids for the future, what are some things you focus on conveying to them about how they can best prepare themselves?
Well, I think just work ethic, you know, being a great teammate, really caring about their profession and what they want to do. And, you know, if they care about it, put the time in. And obviously there's some talented kids here. So that's what we try to portray. That's what I try to portray and help these kids out, is just their work ethic and how they go about their business and how much they care about being a great teammate.
Absolutely. And talking about your MLB career, you are the answer to a trivia question. You are the last Montreal Expo to ever hit a home run before the team moved to Washington to become the Nationals. And you were part of that transition as well. What was it like changing hometowns for a team and not changing teams?
I think there was a lot of mixed feelings. You know, you got a city that lost a team, and then for us players, we're going to a new city, excitement, being in Washington, you know, being in the States. I think it was exciting for us players, but, you know, we did feel for those people in Montreal that were losing a team. And but we were excited. I mean, it was an exciting time moving to Washington and starting a new franchise and being a part of that. We're going to be a part of baseball history the rest of our lives, and we'll always remember that.
Mm-hmm. And you were a part of USA Baseball history as well back in 2000. I didn't want to bring it up in the middle of the interview because I don't really know how to follow up an Olympic gold question with something else. That team was on a heck of a run, and it created some iconic moments in USA Baseball history that will go on repeat for a long time. What was it like to live it?
It was so surreal. I mean, just being a part of that team, being selected, and being with Tommy Lasorda, one of the best motivators you know, I've ever been around as a manager, and just being on that team and going in there and being an underdog, but really fighting, making what USA Baseball means, and really fought as a team, and being that underdog and coming out and beating Cuba in that gold medal game. We really just pulled together as a team, and a lot of high character guys that love the game of baseball, and we came out on top. And it was to stand up on that podium and represent your country, and you know, it gives me chills just talking about it. It really does.
Yeah, and you mentioned Tommy Lasorda, one of the better managers of all time, and you got to play under him. You're a coach now. What was it like playing under him, and do you think of him while you're coaching now?
He's the most positive, I guess, blunt manager I've ever heard. You know, we were talking about last night. I mean, if you want to go show that you're better than these other guys, go show it on the field. And he always challenged us to do that, and he always believed in us, and he was behind us, and he really thought that we were going to win it, and we did it, and he was right.
Absolutely, and you're with the 17Us now. The NTDP wraps up later on this week. Two will get selected to the 18U trials next year. Another eight get invited to the Tournament of Stars. Brad, thanks for taking the time today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. That'll do it for today's episode of our Pastimes podcast. Keep up with the 18U national team this week as the team wraps up training at Cal State Fullerton before heading to Osaka, Japan for the 18U World Cup. And remember, subscribe to our Pastimes podcast on iTunes and leave a review to be entered to win an autographed baseball by the entire 2012 collegiate national team, including Chris Bryant and Carlos Rodon. We'll choose the winner on next week's podcast, so this is your last chance. You have 1 week left to leave a review on iTunes and enter for your chance to win. For today's guests, David Eckstein and Brad Wilkerson, I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.